It's time for another dose of digital dissemination from Dr. Dave. Right here, right now, on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. To consult with Dr. Dave, there's no appointment necessary. Just call 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
Wait a minute.
It's not the tea. It's
what?
The vodka.
Dr. Dave comes walking in here with his Good Earth tea. Boasting about his girth tea that Gina found.
Girth tea?
The girth tea. And as he brings it in, the steam is wafting out of the cup. And it literally makes me cough. It's so strong.
Yeah, it's not the tea.
What is that? Is it like cinnamony? What is it? It says cinnamon thing?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It does smell good.
Yeah, it's called sweet and spicy.
Ah.
Very strong. If you don't like strong, you won't like this.
As opposed to you, where you're fat and stinky.
And weak.
Yes.
866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK, Dropbox. We were talking earlier, it's kind of been a theme of the show, of course, security and reliability. One of the problems with the cloud that you got to be careful of, you need to understand in advance, is if you may take advantage of these services, and there are some very good services, you're not in control. You need to be prepared to not have access to it. And as long as you're prepared and you understand, then you're fine. And an example of this, a very good service that I'm a big fan of, Dropbox, was down yesterday for a couple hours. For me, I'm a Dropbox user, didn't matter. It's not a keystone of my data usage and storage. It's a convenience, and it's a temporary convenience. Those who are relying on Dropbox couldn't rely on it for a couple hours. Now, they've been good. I'm not going to pick on them. It's not as though they're down all the time. But just an example of how when you're using these services that other companies control, look, we can't be completely autonomous. Can't do it. I don't even care. If you're using satellite internet, it's going to go down. Right. So, I don't have the illusion that you can be completely autonomous, but I do want you to just understand and kind of mitigate the negative aspects of being down. Look, we almost didn't do a show this morning.
I just had a thought, and that's kind of scary, but when you were talking about satellite internet, and of course that's relying on obviously satellites in space. So that, your signal goes up to the satellite and back down and vice versa. How high? Do you know what the altitude of those satellites are for that service? Like 23 miles? 20 miles or so? Something like
Well, it's geosynchronous orbit, so I'm not sure how high that is.
Which means it's in sync with the Earth's orbit. So it's stationary.
The Earth's orbit.
The Earth's orbit is...
It is in sync
is
with
stationary.
That.
Okay, so it spins with the Earth's orbit.
Not all of them are geosynchronous, but many of them are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to keep them in one place so that they feed a certain area.
Right.
Do you know the altitude of some of those satellites? Isn't it like 20-something miles?
That sounds right. I don't know for sure.
Something like that.
I don't know for
sure.
That's
not very high. I mean, it's high. Don't get me wrong. That's high. It's way up in the air.
Yeah.
Actually, in space, it's so high up in the air.
Yeah,
You're out of the air. But if you think about actual mileage, that's not very far.
No, that's true.
Think about going 20 miles.
Yeah, you think about a local town here that's 30 miles away. That's just a jaunt down the freeway.
Yeah, radio signals go 20 miles easy.
Right.
It's not that long of a distance. And so stuff being in space and using satellite, the distance isn't the issue, obviously. The technology needs to get better, I guess, for making it more.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what a lot of it is that we don't realize, and I only know this because of my background in satellite. I was in satellite when satellites were 15. The dishes
That's
were 15
true.
Feet in diameter,
and they had motorized movement. And
yes, yes. And what the deal is, and it's a natural development. I'm not saying it's a problem, but the development does create potential problems. The actual connection to a satellite, when you have a 15-foot dish, it is rock solid. Absolutely rock solid. Well, what they've done in the meantime, obviously, you've got, you know, 18-inch diameter DirecTV dishes now that you put out on your patio. And they have squeezed, they have compressed the transmission. So you've got these factors that stack up that make it, where you have much less margin in terms of signal quality. And that's really the biggest issue, is that things have changed dramatically in that regard. And it's just like cell phones. The first cell phone I had was mounted in the trunk, had cables that ran in the tunnel of the car. I had a car that used to have a thing called a tunnel.
Yes.
Where the drive shaft went underneath.
Right.
And was mounted, your handset was mounted on a magnetic little thing on the dash. And it had a 6-foot whip antenna on the trunk. I had the most incredible, reliable phone quality you could ever have.
How much were the phone calls back then?
Oh, I don't even know. It was a lot.
Like $5 a minute or something like that?
No, it wasn't that much.
It was a lot, though.
It was like 50 cents a minute or 35 cents a minute. It was a lot. But, it's a similar situation. You know, that phone had much more power, great big antenna. It was a better radio. Now we've got, instead of 3 or 4 watts, we have 3 or 4 milliwatts. Big difference in transmission power. Similar with satellites.
But my question
so would 20, be... So 23 miles or something, you
yeah,
were saying?
Yeah, that's what I mean. My thinking is why... I mean, this is a question posed to you, Dr. Dave, Mr. Technologist.
Yeah.
Is why... Hasn't the satellite thing really boomed in comparison to, land, copper and fiber optic and all that kind of stuff? Why are we relying on that still when we have the ability to do? I guess maybe the technology's not there or what? Why can't we do satellite stuff more than we're doing now? I mean, I would think it would be an obvious.
Well, a lot of it is the cost. A lot of it is the cost. It costs a lot of money to put a satellite in orbit. You better have the subscribers.
Yeah.
You can add a whole bunch of cell towers and repeaters. I mean, a whole bunch. Thousands.
That's true.
For the cost of putting a satellite in
so
orbit.
So it is a cost thing, evidently.
Well, obviously. Not only that, but when you're doing transmission to and from satellite, and you've seen it in the old days, we saw it a lot with, even now, when you've got a remote reporter, and they'll say, okay, going to Joe
the delay.
In Afghanistan. And Joe nods his head for about a second and a half.
Yeah.
And looks kind of goofy and then says, yeah, Stan, I'm here. And
yeah, but that's still not that huge of an issue.
No,
now.
It is.
Is it?
When you're doing data, that lag is a big lag.
It's a problem. If you're doing, yeah, I guess so.
It's a big lag. Now, I'm not saying it can't be dealt with. If you've got a situation, you're in a rural area, you've got no other choices. It's better than not having internet connectivity or a dial-up connection.
Sure.
In terms of, competing, cable or DSL technology, it doesn't hold a candle to it. So it's just the reality of it.
Okay.
The physics of radio waves.
Okay, so now I get a better grasp on it. I have a feeling, though, that's going to be the future. Don't you agree? That doing stuff via satellite is going to be more of the future rather than going with copper or
things. I think
optics.
Radio is the future, which is what cell phones and radio is,
yeah.
Is radio. Also, satellite is radio.
Mm-hmm.
Wireless radio is the future. Satellite, not necessarily. Got some stats on altitudes, too. You're going to be surprised.
Really?
Altitudes of satellites. We come back, 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Last half hour of the show coming up. Stay tuned.
America's fastest growing high-tech talk show, Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.